name is Ali Oceans and welcome to my show. Now the holiday season is upon us and I know it's safe. I'm affirmative actually that it's safe to scream happy holidays, people. Now if you're new to my beautiful face and of course my amazing voice, please subscribe to my channel. Welcome. I'll try my best to make sure that this entire journey you're taking with me is entertaining, enlightening, and of course I want to be your friend. Very important. But if you're not new to my channel, you get to subscribe, please. I beg help this girl. Please subscribe, like, comment, share if what you're listening to or what you're seeing actually makes more sense to you. Kisses. Today's episode begins my Christmas memories for this year. Now, 2020 has been jam-packed with a lot of events, both nationally and globally. And it's quite relieving, you know, that me and you, myself and you, we made it out alive and we made it just this far. So, Christmas it have arrived and gifts are actually the right things to do. Now, tonight, my job is to be your gift guide. Now, remember this. This is just my opinion. I'm sharing my opinion and it's not a must that you follow through with it. But if you're going to do that, I'll be grateful you did. So let's delve right into the ideas. Poop! There you are shopping for your mom or your boyfriend or your friends or a co-worker. Whatever it is, it can be very hard to find a perfect gift every time. I mean, from birthdays to special occasions and of course to Christmas. Now you need to understand that showing them you care with the memorable gift won't cost so much. But the idea is to get something that's unique and of course something that they would love. Now remember this, when you're shopping for someone you know casually, it can be very hard to pick the appropriate gift. So in my opinion, you should try getting handmade soaps and lotions, food gifts, or maybe a loose tea bag, elegant candles and smart decor pieces. You can get stationery and fine writing pens. You can get pocket-sized tools and gadgets. You can also get slippers, yeah, cozy slippers and printed socks. All right, so let's look at my top 10 gift ideas for Christmas. Number one would be scented candles. Mm-hmm. The first time I came across scented candles, my God, I give my life to Christ over again. I mean, it has this amazing way of making the room feel so amazing. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I think it's something somebody would like, somebody who really wants to realize and be taken care of, you know? Somebody who really wants to have that feel of being alone, scented candles could help, yeah? So I think you could get scented candles for a loved one who you think would need it the most. Number two would be gym membership, monthly membership, yes. So before we keep talking about the gym membership, let me advise you, if you are getting that as a gift for somebody, don't do it in December. Like, fast forward it to January, because in December we get to eat a lot. Somebody like me, you are giving me gym membership for December. I will not use it for 1 minute because I must chop. This December is a chopping moment, so I want to eat. Okay, so I think for that's if you're looking out for somebody who who wants to keep fit, who you feel would need it more, who loves who is a fitness freak, yes, they're fitness people who love to stay fit, who love to go to the gym, yeah, a monthly gym membership would not be a bad idea. I mean, you can do that. Now my number three option, or my number three idea, is ticket to a concert or event. We all know that November, December actually we have a lot of events happening. I think, okay, I know of the Caveman event that's happening this December. I know of Whiskey's event. I don't know of any other one, but if you do, come on, get a ticket, invite somebody you love, and I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right, going to my number four would be a book. I know some people think I'm trying to be funny, but you can get the book as a gift for a bookworm. I mean, if you have an idea what they would like to read, you could find something they've not read before, something they have always wanted to read, and then get it for them. I mean, that makes it more easy. Or if you don't know what you want to read, you could just Google something that has to do with Christmas. Reading during the Christmas holiday is the best thing to happen to you. I'm reading now. Yes, but I cannot tell you what book I'm reading. It's going to be like it's an assignment. So let me finish up and I'll tell you what I'm reading. All right, on my number five, the idea, gift idea number five is a spa reservation. Now, we've been through a lot this year. Stress, Ronnie Scatter, Ronnie Hilda Scatter. A lot of things have happened, actually. The protests, every crazy thing that is meant to happen this year has happened. And that loved one of yours, that boyfriend, that husband, that wife, that girlfriend, that mother, that brother, that father, that sister, that cousin, that co-worker who you would love to give something, deserves a spa massage. Yes, that person deserves a spa massage. So, you want to give person a gift? Come on, make a reservation for them to go and be taken care of. Like, you don't know how important it is to be taken care of. Try it, you will love it. All right, number six is a journal and a pen. I mean, like I said, this year I've come with surprises of different types, different dark shadows, different mysteries. And the right thing, somebody who actually has something to say but can't really learn the voice, is to get them a journal and a pen so they could write down stuff. This is a good idea for people who write, people who want to write, people who really can't say much but they have a lot to say. Yeah, a journal and a pen is an amazing idea for them. Going on to number seven, if you're a guy or if you're a girl who likes accessories, a wristwatch and bracelet would work. I can't even tell you that I'll make the bracelets, but I don't think I want to jumble like that. But a wristwatch and a bracelet will make it work for somebody who is fashionable, somebody who has great taste, somebody who likes accessories. Sure, that would work. Now for number eight, what I think would be a good idea for a gift would be skincare products, from face scrubs to face mask to glow creams, whatever it is actually that is being made now. Yeah, but I actually prefer face mask because there's this weird thing that if it's rejuvenates your face, makes you feel comfortable, makes you feel good. So skincare products, don't go buy only one, buy a set. Behave yourself, buy a set. All right, going on to number nine. Number nine is fashion accessories. Okay, this could be a tie, sunglasses, belt, socks, anything that actually has to deal with fashion accessories. So I think it's safe to give people that kind of gift. I mean, something they can always remember you for. Say, ah, now brothers, buy this one, give me you. It's stuff like that. It's actually beautiful when people remember you like that. All right, for number 10, my number 10 gift idea would be a food box. For the chairman of foodie in Nigeria, which is myself, I think a food box is amazing for a Christmas gift for me. I mean, you can also add money, not a bad idea, collect money. But then again, food box is very, very important. Yes, I must chop. I said I want to chop this December. The every gym arrangement is in easy. Cannot come and kill myself. This night, I'll take red wine and shawarma. I will not kill myself. I want to be okay. I want to tell girl myself. I want to be unhealthy this December. Jesus knows my mind. I want to be very unhealthy this December. So, a food box will make a great idea for somebody who, you know, might not have enough or might love food that much. And you can just try certain stuffs and fix it in the box and send it to the person. Now, this is my bonus idea. That's number 11. It was supposed to be 10, not 11, but I thought going through my list again, how come I don't have home decor on this list? So my number 11, or my bonus idea, would be home decors. Yeah, home decor pieces, from picture frames to lightings, whatever would work. Somebody who loves aesthetics, who loves to have things around, right? I love to have things around too. How might this sound like I'm telling you something I want you to buy me for my bed, for my Christmas birthday? Oosh, my Christmas gift. Anyways, in 2 months' time, it's my birthday. So I'm feeling like I should start making noise about my birthday early. I'm still thinking, Sha. But this is actually just more ideas. I mean, if you have any other idea you'd like to share, please drop in the comments box. I'll take it from there and I'll share with them because they all need to know this. Now, don't forget to send a note with your gift. A lot of people don't understand how important it is, of course, to add a note when sending a gift to somebody. It has this personalized, it's only my property kind of feel on it. Now, keep your notes very simple, genuine, and of course, you are on your way to getting a thank you from the recipient of this gift. Now, I'm sure you've got something out of this episode. On the download, I'm expecting. Now, people, send me a gift. I'm somebody shy too. I do not come to suffer. Now, please don't forget to subscribe and tell me which idea worked for you or is working for you in the comment box. Follow me on all social media platforms, and I always follow back. Please support me. Now, I have to run now. Red wine is not good to drink himself. I gotta go plan my holiday. Ciao.